Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Dalid. We're holding Gimel Amid Beis. We're holding the second of the wide lines down below, where the Gemara says, the Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, HaPoiseach Beis HaTzaber B'Shabbos Chayiv Chattas. Where does this come into Masechtas Makis, or Malkis? The Chayyid has no Shaychas whatsoever. So Rashi points out that the reason why the Gemara brings this is because we started off yesterday's Gemara after the Mishnah. If you turn back to Gimel Amud Aleph, you'll see that right after the Mishnah we had Amar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said the name of his Rebbe Shmuel. And then on the Amud Beis, on the second line, Mosse Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asked a kasha on Rav Yehuda and what he said in the name of his Rebbe. So we're going to continue now with two similar incidents where Rav Yehuda said in the name of not Shmuel, but his previous Rebbe, Rav, where again Rav Kahana is going to file an objection to what Rav Yehuda is saying in the name of his Rebbe. Oh, the same Rav Kahana as we had before, challenging Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Now, what did Rav Yehuda say in the name of Rav? A person opens up a Beis HaTzaver B'Shabbos. What that means essentially is, think in terms of, for instance, your talis cotton that has a hole in the middle. This is talking about that before Shabbos there was no hole in the middle, or it was an incomplete hole. What he does is, he widens and opens up this hole on Shabbos, so they should be able to go and wear the talis cotton, which he couldn't have worn otherwise. Chayiv chatas, because this is tikkun mana. He has now completed a kli that otherwise was unwearable. You couldn't put your head through. Now you can put. So now you're chayiv chatas. Maskot of kahana b'chima bein zeh lemegubas chavius. Why is this any different than a barrel that has on top of it a whole cover, where that cover is made out of clay to seal the top of the barrel, and you want to break open that megupa, that clay cover, by breaking through to be able to go and take out the contents inside the barrel. There too, here you couldn't have used a shirt before Shabbos, chayiv chatas. Here you couldn't use a barrel before Shabbos. And therefore the Gemara is asking, why is there a difference between one and the other? Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no comparison. Zeh chibur v'zeh eino chibur. What means zeh chibur v'zeh eino chibur? When you have the Beis HaTzaver, by the fact that there was no opening, then the whole thing is attached and is mechubur. And now when you're making an opening in it, so you're creating a brand new kli. Here in the case of the Chavius, you already had a full-fledged kli. The only thing was that there's something covering that doesn't allow you to get to the kli. That hits on top of it. That clay says, Rashi, that's not really part and parcel of the Chavius. It's just a cover on top of the Chavius. So you're not creating a brand new Chavius by removing and breaking through that Magupa. All you're doing is removing that cover. This is a chibur where you're creating a tikkun chodesh, a tikkun mona, chayiv chatas. Here you're just removing the cover to a pre-existing chavius, and that's why it's not a problem on Shabbos.
Isn't it a you're opening up, it's like opening up a bed with a challen or something.
Is that good or bad that it's mekalkel?
Is not,
so you're saying that it's a good teretz. You're saying
it's the answer doesn't seem to. You're opening a chavis. You're opening up a kli to get to the contents. It's a bracha. I mean, all the Shabbos issues.
The classic case of mekalkel is that it's a total kilkel. That there is no benefit over here. Here there is a major benefit. He needs to go and get the contents. So this doesn't fall into your normal category of mekalkel. It's a category of opening up a kli. To open it up, you have to break through, but you're not fashioning and you're not creating a new kli because the kli was already there from before. Again, another Rav Yehuda Rav, and again we have a challenge shortly for Rav Kahana. Shloish is looking maim shenofel letoichin kortov shel yayin umarein kemare yayin v'nofel lemikva loy paslu. Okay, there's a basic law of every single mikveh. It has to have 40 sa'a. After you have kosher 40 sa'a, you can add as many non-kosher waters as you want, as many measures of non-kosher water as you want. Non-kosher water is called Mayim Sheuvim. Mayim Sheuvim means that it was inside a kli. Once you had your 40 basic made shomim water, then you can keep on adding and adding, no problem. What happens, however, before you hit 40 sa'ah, you only have in the mikveh, you've poured in so far 35 sa'ah, 39 sa'ah, but you haven't poured in 40 sa'ah. Were you to put in 3 lugin of mayim stam, that passels a mikveh. That's halacha midrabanan, 3 lugin of mayim, which are mayim she'uvim, passels a mikveh. Here, Rav Yudah Marav said, I had 3 lugin, I started over 3 lugin. However, into that 3 lugin fell in kartov shel yayin. Kartov is a very small amount. For our purposes, think of it as being like a lefel, like a spoonful of wine fell in. But this wasn't the type of wine that it's a white-colored or transparent. We're talking about heavy-duty red wine. And therefore, by falling into the shloshes lugin mayim, marein kemar yayin. Now it's changed from a transparency to now to something which is reddish. V'nafla mikveh, now it fell into the mikveh, says Rav Yudah Marav, loy paslu. Why didn't the pasl? Because the din of pasling is by mayim she'uvim and not by wine. Wine that falls into a mikveh does not pasl the mikveh. And although this is, of course, heavily diluted wine, but we go baser the mara. The mara is a mara of yayin, and therefore it looks like wine, it smells like wine, even though it's heavily diluted. Loy paslu, it does not pasl the mikveh. Therefore, keep on adding another few measures of regular made yishamim water until you have your 40 sa'ah, and it'll be a kosher mikveh. Maskud of Kahana, Rav Kahana asked Rav Yudah Marav, v'chima bein zeh lemeitzeva. How is this different than meitzeva? Meitzeva is not, again, not regular water, but water that is being used as a dye. If I have water that's being used to dye clothing, for instance, to dye a woolen beged, to make it from white to blue, to red, to orange, whatever it is, and if you have this meitzeva, it falls into the mikveh, you have shloishes lugin, it's possible. Now, isn't this also like meitzeva? This is meyayin and this is meitzeva. Both of them are water, water, water. Here you have a mar of yayin, here you have a mar of tzeva. What's the difference? Amli Rabba, Rabba says you can't compare. Ha'asa maya de tziva mikri. Ha'acha chamra meziga mikri. People that go and see the dye inside the water, they say, oh, that's water that has dye in it. Water for coloration, for dyeing. But it's basically still water. In the other case where yayin fell in, people say, it certainly smells like and looks like wine. Yes, it's certainly heavily diluted, there's no question about it, but it's wine. And the Rabbanan who made this din of the mayim she'uvim, according to Rashi, they said that mayim passes the mayim she'uvim and not yayin. This has a shame yayin, and therefore it does not pass. Frekti Mara, Vatali Rabchia says, Hoiridu es ha-mikveh. Rabchia is talking about the exact case of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, we had shloishes lugin of mayim shenafal letoichen kartov shel yayin. Rav said because it has a mara yayin loy paslu. Rabbi Chiya says, yeah, it does pasl the mikveh. How you read the a mikveh? Is Rav arguing with Rabbi Chiya? Amar Rav leikash is an ishve. It's already an alta machloikis, Rabbi Yechman Nuri, v'har Rabbanan. Machloikis, Rabbi Yechman Nuri, Rabbanan. Rav holds like Rabbi Yechman Nuri, Rabbi Chia holds like the Rabbanan. It is a machloikis. Where is this machloikis at now? Shloishis lugin mayim chaser kartiv. Now we have to focus on these two magic words on the top of Dalet Omer. Aleph chaser kartiv. Meaning you didn't start off with three full lugin of mayim, you started off with 2.95 lugin of mayim, which is different than the initial case of Rav, because Rav said before shloishes lugin mayim shenofa l'toichen kartov shel yayin. So basically, falling into the mikveh, he had 3.1 or 3.05, the 3 lugin of mayim together with the kartov shel yayin. Here we're talking about that altogether. I started off with 2.95 lugin, chaser kartiv. That the kartiv yayin fell in, and now I have a full 3 lugin. Marayin kemari yayin. And again, because of the wine falling in, it has a mari of yayin. Benofel mikvah loy pasluhu. It does not pasl it. Now, on the surface, before you start looking into Rashi, you say to yourself, sounds exactly like Rav. Rav says shloish lugamayim, kartav shel yayin, loy paslu. Same thing over here, shloish lugamayim, kartav yayin, loy paslu. No, no, but there's a major difference. This chosek kartav changes everything dramatically. As Rashi points out, it's only because it started off with less than three loigen of mayim, and at the end of the day you didn't have a full three loigen of mayim, because you only had 2.9 loigen of mayim. You added to that kartav of yayin, but kartav yayin doesn't pasal a mikvah. So therefore you didn't have three lugin of pasal liquid. You only had 2.9, to which you added kosher yayin, in other words, a liquid that does not pass the mikveh. So therefore, Rashi is medayik for purposes of our Gemara. What would happen if, in fact, you had the identical case of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, shloishes lugamayim, a full shloishes lugamayim that fell into the cart of shiayin? Then it would pass. Oh, why? Because that halacha goes like Reb Chiya says in such a case. Redo es ha mikveh. Let's look at the top. Rashi, chosek kartav karsin and hach bereisha ubeseifa loy paslu mishum de chosru kartav, because it was missing the kartav. Avil havi meikarish loyishes lugin shleimim, which was the original case of Yudah Marat. Menofel toichin kartav yayin marein kemare yayin, it would be pasul. Aye. Rav said that it's kosher because this v'adatoni Reb Chiya yiridu as a mikvah ki haytanas v'ilei. Oh, so that's what Rav was saying down below, that this is a machlokes tanoim, and Reb Chiya that says yiridu as a mikvah holds like the tanik hamol. Luchay, and there's another halacha which at the moment is unrelated to us, but this is the sefer of the tanik hamol. Luchay gimel loygin mayim chosir kartav. Again, you start off 2.9 lugin of mayim. Shenofel toichin kartav of cholav, of milk. Umarei kimari mayim. As we know, milk, when you put it together with water, it'll look transparent, especially if you take the green milk and you take the totally whatever it is, non-fat milk, which is 99% water anyway, as you know. Anyway, you see I have a certain bias here. Umarei kimari mayim. So therefore when you mix it all together, it looks like water. You cannot tell that there's any milk there. There's no tint, there's no indication whatsoever. Then off of the mikvah fell into the mikvah. Loi paslu, it does not passel it, it doesn't passel. Why doesn't it passel? Explains Rashi, for the very same reason as we had in the Reisha. Because I said we only have 2.9 lugin of mayim. I don't have 3 lugin. If I had 3 lugin of mayim, it would be pasul. But because I only had 2.9, and I added to it a kartav of chalav, chalav is not something that pasels mikvahs, so you add it all together, you still only remain with 2.9. What's a loch aloy paslu? But ain't a chanami if in fact it would have been 3 lugin of mayim together with a kartav shel chalav, it would be possible. It would possible. In fact, says Rashi that the Tanakama could have merged the two cases together. He could have said shloishes lugin mayim chosek kartav shenofel letoichen either kartav yayin or kartav of chalav. In both cases, loy paslu, because I don't have a complete 3 lugin of mayim sheuvim. So I could have merged the two cases. It's only if it was more than 3 lugin. You started off with 3 lugin of mayim, which are mayim sheuvim, and then you added either the yayin or the chalav. That would pasul, because the Tanakama holds, once you have 3 lugin of mayim sheuvim, pasuls, period. You don't even think about it further. It has nothing to do with mari yayin, mari chalav, mari mayim. You have 3 lugin of mayim sheuvim, that pasuls. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Oimer, Hakol Hoylech Achar Mar. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, one second, it depends. So does it have a Mar of Yayin? Does it have a Mar of Cholav or Mar of Mayim? That's the deciding factor. Mm-hmm. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, therefore, it's in a case where I have this shloishes lugin choser kartov, which fell into it a kartov of yayin. In such a case, uktatane kama loipaslu, it would be a full shloishes lug mayim, which would not be choser kartov. It would pasul. Says Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, 1 second, everything goes after the mara, even if it would be a full shloishes lugin mayim sheuvim, full, not choser kartov, full. And you added to it some yayin, and now it has a mari of yayin, it's still kosher, says Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. So who's the one that holds that even though a full shloishes lugin fell in, but because it had a mara of yayin, it's still kosher? That's Rav. Rav Yudah Marav. Shloishes lugin mayin. Shenov l'terichin kartov shol yayin. Loi paslu, because it has a mara of yayin. So that's why the last Rashi on the Omid Bey said, Rav Yochanan Nuri, Rav Kirav Yochanan Nuri, the one that we're just learning now, Rav Yochanan Nuri, that says you go after the Mara, even if it would be a full-fledged three loigen of Mayim Sheuvim, plus a cart of Shal Yayin, as long as it has a Mara of Yayin, it's kosher. Masha Enkein, Rav Chia, hold like the Rabbanan. When is it kosher if I don't have a full three lugin? But if I had a full three lugin of Mayim Sheuvim, even though it has a mara yayin, it's still possible.
So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri would argue with Rabbi Yossi about the dye, since the mara is of dye, even though it's water of dye. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri would say, since it looks like dye, or would he say, since Rain Seba is water also? I mean, Rabbi Yossi was, we had this other.
No, I know you're referring to that Mishnah, but Rabbi Yossi, the Gabri, that.
Yeah, so what's the when we're talking about dye? Is dye water, which dye color, or is it dye like,
or is it like dye dyena? The Gemara doesn't address this. The assumption is that distinction between the Chamra, the Ziga, and the Maya, the Tziva, still remains, but you'd have to look in the Mepharshim to see whether Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, what he would hold in that such a case. Anyway, so with this, Rava L'Chodef entered very nicely. It's not a Stira Rav and Rabbi Chia. This is an ultimate machloikis between the Rabban Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Rav holds like Yochanan Nuri, and Rabbi Chia holds like the Tanakh. 1 second, Frank Timora. Hami boyi boy la Rav Papa. When Rav Papa was originally learning this Mishnah of the Shloishes Lugin Mayim Chosek Kartov, when he was learning it years before, he was clearing a Shaila. The boyi Rav Papa, Rav Tony Chosek Kartov Bereisha, or not? The Gemara is going to have 3 or 4 or 5 lines, all explaining that the top 2 words, these magical words, Chosek Kartov, which we do have obviously in our Mishnah and in our Gemara, Rav Papa said, what does Rav hold? Do those words appear in his Mishnah, or perhaps they were missing in his Mishnah? What difference will it make? The Gemara will explain. The first lashon, or the first way of learning it, is identical with the way we've been learning it until now. The boy Rapap, Rav Tani Chosek Kartov Bereisha, does he have this girsa like we have it? Avul Shloisha Lugin, but if it would not have been a Chosek Kartov of 2.9, it would have been a full-fledged 3 Lugin, the Tanakhama Pasli, the Tanakhama would say it's possible. In fact, like we learned it with the Rashi, exactly like we said it before. V'yos Rabbi Yochanan L'mayim, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says, Hakol Hoylech Acher Hamara, even though it's full-fledged 3 Lugin, I don't care. If it has a Mara of Yayin, it's still kosher. V'rav Oimer, Rav the Omek, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. And therefore Rav that said back on the Omid Beis, 3 plus Kart of Loi Paslu is only like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, because the Tanna Kama respectfully disagrees. Because the Tanna Kama says only if it's a Chosek Kart, if it was 2.9. But if it was 3, it would be possible. Is that the way Rav learned it, like we learned until now? Oy Dilma, says Rav Papa, maybe Rav Leitoni Chosek Kart of Bereisha. Maybe these two words are Choser. The Chosek Kart are Chaser, they're missing in the Reisha. And in fact, the way Rav learned it was like his case. Shloishes lugin mayim shetop shenofel atoichen kartov yayin. 3 plus the kartov of yayin. For statement of Mishnah, loipas luhu, it doesn't pass a lid. Why not? Because it has a mara of yayin. So that's identical to Rav's case. So we don't have to go and say that Rav only holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rav can hold like the Tana Kama as well. Because once you take out the words chasek kartzav, you can no longer make that inference that tiyuk. It's only when a case hits 2.9 plus a kartzav shaliyayin, then it's not possible. However, if it would be full-fledged 3 loyin plus a kartzav, then it would be possible. That's what we learned according to the first time. But once you take out the words chasek kartzav, then all the Mishnah is telling you is that if you have a full-fledged 3 loyin amayin that falls into a kartav of yayin, and the mar is kemar yayin, it's kosher. Then that's word for word of Rav. That's what Rav said. Yomer b'yomer Rav. Shloish is lugamar shadav. Atoich kartav shul yayin. The mar is kemar yayin. Loi paslo. And therefore Rav could hold like the Tanakh Kama. And Rav can hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri as well. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri also says that if you start off with 3, Loigin of Maim Sheuvim, and you add to it a kart of Shalyayin, you go Basim Mara, Hakal Hoylach Achar Amara. So then Rav can hold Sai like the Tanakama, and Sai like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Rav says, I go according to Kuli Alma. But then you're going to say, so what's the machloikis then between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Only in the second case. What was the second case? The gimel loygin mayim chaser kartiv shenofel atoichen kartiv cholov umarein kimare mayim. If you started off with 3 loygin of mayim and you added to it cholov, and now what you have altogether, you have 3 loygin
plus
2.9 plus 0.1. Here the second side of the Gemara only talks about that we take out the chasek kartiv in the reisha. It doesn't talk about taking out the chasek kartiv in the sefer. So the chasek kartiv in the sefer remains. The whole shaila rapap is to take out those first two words, but not the chasek kartiv in the sefer. Aha, okay, so what happens if I have 2.9 loygin of mayim, and I add to it a kartiv of chalav, says the Tanakama, loy paslu, because I only had 2.9. What would happen if I would have 3 parts of water, 3 loygin of mayim, and I added to a kartav of cholov, then it would be possible. Why would it be possible? Because I have 3 loygin of mayim, which is possible, of mayim she'uvim. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you don't look at the amount, the 2.9 or the 3. That's not the key. The key is you go baser hamara. If the mara is a mara of water, and it's possible. If the Mara is a Mara of Yayin, or another Mara, then it's kosher. So getting back again to the Sefer now of Rav Papa, not the Sefer, but the second side of Rav Papa, Oidil Marav Leitoni Chosek Kartav Reisha, he leaves out the Chosek Kartav at the beginning of the Mishnah. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ki Poliga Sefer, the Poliga Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is not arguing on the Reisha. He also agrees with the Reisha that if you have a full 3 loygin of mayim, into which fell in a kartav of yayin, as long as the mar is kemara yayin, loy paslu, it's not possible because it looks like yayin or chamra meziga, it doesn't look like water. So therefore everybody can agree to Rav. Rav can hold like both mandi yamrim. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is only arguing in the case of the cholav in the seifa. V'rav di amakidivri hakoil. And therefore, what the Gemara is asking is, how did Rava automatically assume that Rav can only go according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? And it's Reb Chiya that holds like the Tanakama. Perhaps the way Rav learned that Mishnah, he could go in accordance with both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That both of them would agree that even though you have 3 full loygin of Mayim She'uvim, as long as you have that mar of yayin, it's kosher. If the chayra papa is at odds with Rava, everything what the rav papa mi boyle, rav papa tak in his yeshiva when he was learning, he was tak declaring what would Rav learn, how did he learn the Mishnah with the words chaser kartiv or missing the words chaser kartiv?
Chaser kartiv was chaser.
Was chaser, exactly. And the Rav of Pshitle, however, couldn't to Rav, it was a double pashut. Rav had our Gemara, he had our Mishnah, he had the Kahati, he had the Yochanan Boy's Mishnahis, he had the Chanuch Lenar. You look in any one of the Mishnahis, it always says chaser kartiv. About the Rav had that Kirsa, and therefore Rav can only go according to Rechle Nuri, and not according to the Tana Kama. What did you want to ask?
I understand if we're saying that if it's 2.9 Lugin and then you have you add water.
Right. It's not add water, you either add wine or you add chalav to it.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Then it is good. But if you have three.
Like possible, right.
But I don't understand. If anything, the more water you have, the more diluted it is, the more of a majority it is of water. So if anything, that should make it more.
Yeah, okay. So the problem is that the Chachamim said that if you have three loigin or more of mayim she'uvim, it passes a mikvah. If you have four or five or ten loigin of mayim she'uvim, then it really passes a mikvah because it's huge.
So that means there's a minimum of water you need for a mikvah, which is 40 sub, but there's also a maximum.
It's a maximum of non-kosher water that passes the mikvah, if you want to call it a tolerance factor. If you have 40 kosher saw, kosher meaning that it was make shamim, that's wonderful. And after that, it tolerates as much as you want. You can throw in, after that, 1,000 gallons or loigen of mayin or saw of mayim shuvim. But until you hit that 40, the Chacham said, if you have three loigen of mayim shuvim, that passels it, that blemishes it, you got to pour out all the water, you got to start from scratch.
Is a passeling energy.
A passeling energy.
It's
a very fluid situation here, the whole Gemara. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, but therefore, if it's three or more, you have tzuris. What happens if you have 2.9? 2.9 is okay. But now what happens if I'm mashing the 2.9 with wine or with chalab? Says it's not a problem. It's not a problem. As long as you are mashlim it, but it still remains still 2.9 and not 3. So even if it has a mar yayin, it has a mar cholub, it has a mar mayim, loipas lu, because you don't have those three key bad water loigin.
But the thing is, if you have 2.9 of mayim shuvim and you add in something else, isn't it bottle to the mayim shuvim? I mean, it feels the whole thing is you're framing in terms of the 40 saw and the 3 lugin. Mm-hmm. But look at those 3 lugin that you have a kli which measures 3 lugin.
Right.
You have 2.9 lugin mayim shuvim imported from the tap.
Right.
Now you add in anything else. Mm-hmm. You have now you top it off. It's fully 3 lugin. It's 3 lugin of water because whatever you added in, the 0.1. It's 29 to 1 of
yayin and cholav don't pass the mikveh, and the din of three. This is again din drabanan. The rabbanan said that it has to be three of mayim shuvim. You can pour in three loigen of wine. You can put in three loigen of milk. Doesn't pass it. Only the mayim passes.
But within that three loigen, we don't say that the 2.9 passes the fraction, and the whole thing becomes mayim shuvim.
No, it doesn't become bottled to mayim shuvim.
Okay.
Anyway, so the Gemara said now, Rav's Pshat is a good Pshat, and Rav Papa had a shaila in his Bismedish, how would Rav learn this mission? According to Rav Papa, theoretically, according to the second Tzad, Rav could say he holds like both Mandiyam, both like the Tanakama, and like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef now heard this conflict Shtikl Torah, and he said, Lishamili Hashmaitza, I never heard this Shtikl Torah. So Rashi points out Rav Yosef was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda. He says, I learned by Rav Yehuda for many, many years, and I don't remember learning anything about what Rav Yehuda Omarav is talking about. Shlosh Lugin Maim Shnovel Teichen Kartov Shel Yayin. I don't remember any of this discussion. Rabbi Yehuda kodem shel Rav, achrei she Rav niftar, as who avad the Bismedish of Shmuel. So Amar of Yosef, I was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, and lo shmili hashmaita. I never heard this. Amle Amaya, Rabbi Yosef, you forgot at Amris lo nihilan v'hochi Amris nihilan. This is very famous. We have this several times in Shas, and unfortunately, besof yomav Rabbi Yosef chola v'shochach Talmudoi. Unfortunately, in his later days, he forgot a lot of his learning. So he forgot what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Shir many years before. So Abaye now reminded him, At Amos Lanilan, you told this to us. V'achi Amos Nilan, I even remember how you told it to us. To Rav Leitari Chosek Kartev Bereisha. Then in fact, Rav leaves out the Chosek Kartev, like the second Tzad of Rav Papa's Iboya. But Rabbi Yochanan Aseva Palik, and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri does not argue with the Reisha. Both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri agree that if you had three full loyin, remember, we're leaving out the chaser kartov. Chaser kartov is now chaser, and if we had the full three lagin, and you added to it the yayin, even though this is posel, three mayim sheuvim lagin, posel. If it has a marav yayin, loy paslu, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri are. agree. So what did Birchim Nuri argue? Only in the case of the mayim of the cholov, because it had a mare of mayim and not a mare of yayim. But Rav the Omek Divrei HaKoyle, Rav Takin can hold like everyone. We don't have to say like Rava, that Rav only holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And now we have a final case of Yehuda Amar Rav. Here I don't believe we have Rav Kahana, but since we talked about Yehuda Amar Rav and talked about HaMikvah, so now we continue on in the same Yehuda Amar Rav. Chovius Malei Mayim, you have a fas means a barrel full of water. Shenafel Yama Gadol, and it fell into the Yama Gadol. Now we don't mean that the fas, the chovius itself, we mean the contents of the chovius all got poured out into the Yama Gadol. The Yama Gadol is usually the Mediterranean, but it doesn't really make a difference. Important thing is stationary waters that are not rapids, that are not moving. So if someone just poured out a minute ago here in front of us, at the seashore, on the river shore, he went and poured out this large contents of Mayim Shuvim, because they're in a chavius, by definition, they're Mayim Shuvim. They fell into the Yama Gadol. HaToivul Shom, if somebody were to jump in and Toivul shortly thereafter, the Tvila would not be good. You're wondering why? Says Imar. Because I'm afraid that Shloisha Lugin are contained all in one place, meaning that they have not dispersed. And you say, how is it possible? The waters of the Yama Gadol are very, very stable, are very, very nice and quiet and tranquil, and they are not rapids, they don't move. Of course, after a while, this doesn't apply. We mean, take it from the yard. Right away, right after the waters fell in, if somebody were to jump in, he's jumping into the three loigen or more of the Mayim She'uvin that was previously in the Chavis. Even Har Ba'almeth, it fell into a regular river, even a second later, it disperses and scatters and mixes immediately. There's nothing to talk about. Now let's understand, what's the problem? Why le'oltzeloi tvila? Because he went into these three loigen. After all, the Yam HaGadol is certainly a kosher mikvah. So what's the problem that he fell into those three loigen? Says Rashi, don't forget the Gemara that we learned at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos. What does it say in Masechet Shabbos? Yud Ches Davar, that the Chachamim had to make certain gzeiros and takanos because of Tum of the Tahara. And they said that a person who's ba Roishay v'ruboy b'mayim she'uvim becomes tome, not tome d'iraisa, tome d'rabbanan, and not even midrabbanan. He's not a tome of a rishay l'toma. He only has a din of a sheni l'toma, and therefore he's poisel es ha-truma. Why did they make the yud chesabra? Each one of them had a different reason. For instance, the gabi the bo roishay v'ruboy b'mayim she'uvim, there was a problem that the mikvois in the good old days, some of them were not as clean as they could have been or should have been. They didn't pour into them chlorine like today, and they didn't have filters. So often people went out of the mikveh, and they would go and take a shower right after that. And then there were people that were ignorant and said, since the makib patish, the final water that's come over my head, is that of the shower. Oh, that's the one that's really matayr. It's not the mikveh that's matayr, it's the subsequent shower that's matayr. So what do I need the mikveh for? Just leave out the mikveh and just go straight to the shower and I save myself a few moments, a few minutes, whatever. Therefore the Chum said, oh no, Rosh Merubah, the Mayim She'uvim, you become Tomei again. Not full-fledged Tomei Diraisi, you become Tomei Midrabanan, a sheni that you poisel as a truma. So our Gemara is telling us is, that as long as that Shloishes Lugin of Mayim She'uvim, so this is not the same Shloishes Lugin of Mayim She'uvim we had on the Amid base, where you didn't have 40 saw, and it ruins it, because it fell in within the first 40 sa. Here the Yama Gadol has much more than 40 sa. It presumably has millions of sa of Mayim Ksherim, of Meg Shamim, if you will. However, since these three Lugin of Mayim Shuvim remains intact and stable for the first 5, 10, 20 seconds, half a minute, whatever it is, if somebody were to jump into it, he has a problem because he's gone into the Rosh HaBerubah Mamayim Shuv.
Even if a person jumps into it, I mean, as he's moving through it, he's displacing it and disturbing it. It still doesn't seem possible that he got three Lugin stationary way, now frozen in front of him, stationary. And he's very active of toggling in it.
Presumably the next guy after him, you're right, would not have the same situation because he's went into the three lugin. But now as by falling in, toiveling, immersing himself, jumping in, the waters now are going to scatter. But when he came there, they were still stable. So the next guy after that presumably would not have the same din. It's only the first guy. But what I thought you were going to ask is, and this is Tosis Kasha, don't we have the famous halacha of Hashaka? What means halacha of Hashaka? Look at all the mikvahs that we have today. 99.9% of us never toivel in Meg Shamim. We all toivel in Mayim Sheuvim. If you look at the mikvah, you'll see that this is brand new water, or it's water that's standing for the last 2 or 3 weeks. But where did that water come from? The water came from pipes. All of that was Mayim Sheuvim. So in Bazaar, you say, how is that a kosher mikvah? Because in most mikvahs, particularly the mikvah we have here downstairs, you notice that there happens to be a stopper in the middle of the wall. If you pull out that stopper, you'll see, oh, there's a hole that connects to somewhere else. What's that somewhere else? Right outside the mikvah, covered by such a metal grate on top, underneath that there is a bar of mai of mei geshamim. This water came originally from rainwater, filled up to the top more than 40 saw, and then what do? They go and pour in mayim shuvim into the mikvah. You open up the stopper, the two connect. As a result of Hashaka, all the water becomes now kosherized, if you will. And again, that's all because of the fact that you started off with 40 sa'ah of mei shum. If you'd start off with 39 and you add the 3 lugin,
no good.
Since you had the 40, not a problem. So faith of toys is, when this chavis fell in, and now you have the 3 lugim falling in. Fine. As a result of Hashaka, it should all become tahar. It should all be kosherized. What's the problem? That's Tosis Kashi. See the Tosis here on the left hand margin. Look on the second line. V'loy nira. Now third line. Tamirishavilu Hashaka. Since we have this halacha of Hashaka of connecting the two to Mimatayr, who are dinli inyan tefillin ami, so shouldn't this apply too? That all of these 3 lugin now are converted into make shavim through Hashaka, through touching each other. Oh, slicha. And therefore Tosis says he disagrees sharply with Rashi, and he says we're not talking about that 3 loygin of mayim shuvim or a chobius of mayim shuvim fell in, but a chobius of yayin fell in. Oh, yayin is not mikveh at all. That's yayin. It's like toivling in yayin. Yayin you cannot kasher through hashaka. You can only kasher water with hashaka. If you go and take yayin, which became tomei, nevela fell into it, sheres fell into it, you have this yayin tmeim, you do hashaka with water of the mikveh, it doesn't help, it still remains tomei, because hashaka only applies to mayim. Oh, so that's Tosis' test. But what do you do with Rashi? Zok the Pnei Yeshia and the Uruch Lener, that the 2 separate halachas over here. You have one halacha of kashering the mayim shuvim, and you have another question of the yudches dover gzeirois back in the Sechta Shabbos. Zok the Yetz, the Uruch Lener, and the Pnei Yeshia. The fact that this chavis of three loygin of mayim shuvim fell into the mikvah, automatically, as soon as it touched it, Hashaka helped. It is mayim kshayim. And therefore, if someone were to go and jump in and toivel a second later, avadi becomes tohar, legabi tahara min hatoira, midirais avadi is tohar. Because Hashaka works. What the issue is, that since these 3 loygin still remain in a stable shape. For the next few seconds, when he jumps into it, he's taka tohor as the tumah d'oraisa, but now he becomes tamei tumah d'rabbanan of becoming a sheni l'tumah because of this gzeira of roish v'ruba mayim shuv. So that din of hashaka removes the d'oraisa problem, or the Maim Sheuvim problem, but it does not remove the Shloishes Lugin of the Roish Verubim and Maim Sheuvim that Yud Ches Tov is still remains. Ein Ayin Bosh Pen Yeshua and Aruch
Hanech. You don't have a problem with that? Hashaka doesn't work in the ocean, but it works here, and the board downstairs?
That's Toshis Kasha. That's not my Kasha. Do I need it? It's about its kosher. That's Isaac Toshis. That's the Kasha. Okay, Rashi is very schwer. That's why Pnei Yeshua and Aruch Lener say, the Hashaka works 1,000%, 10,000% to make the Tvila Kesheira Mahadim and Mahadim to remove the Tumah D'oraisa. If he was a Tumah Sheretz, if he was a Tumah Nevela, if he touched a person that was Tumah Smet, etc., etc.
How can you assure you're going to the Yamagodo and you're becoming
For Tumah D'oraisa,
and become Tumah D'oraisa.
Because you have to give.
I mean, how can such a thing be entertained? The whole gezeira of the Yuchas Dover was so people wouldn't confuse and use a shower as the makav of patish, as you call it,
right,
to entire themselves.
Right.
This is such a Dover Shloshkech Rabbanan, the Shloshkech L'Gozer B'Rabbanan type thing. Why would they be gozer this Tumah D'Rabbanan and somebody who's being
retired
to
if a Gemara says it's a Dover Shloi Shchiach L'Gozer Rabbanan, that's fine. That's what Gemara says. We can't say that on our own because we don't know what the issues were in yesteryear.
Okay.
And bottom line is, people were very concerned about this because they three.
I don't think, of course, I could be wrong because I wasn't there, but I don't think Chazal, when they made these gzeiras, were worried about people pouring in and then.
They weren't, but they made a gzeira across the board. They said, if you toil in Shloi Shemaim, if you were involved in Shloi Shemaim, Sheshuvim, Roy Shavarubai, you're dead in the water. Chuli, not dead in the water, you're alive in the water. Anyway, it's a very liquid situation. Yeah, what's up to
you?
It's simple.
מה רש"י רוצה להגיד פה?
כן.
פה באמת מדובר במקרה חסר.
חסר לא היה אבא עם שעה.
והפסול של המקרה, כן. להוסיף עליו מים שווים זה דרבנון. הרי אין פה הרבה עם שעה מגשומים.
אתה צודק. הוא מתכוון שאם אחרי זה אתה תוסיף עוד ועוד כמה שעה. עד שהיא יותר מ-40, לא ייקשר או לא תיקשר המקווה, בגלל שהוספת את השלושת לוגים מים שאולים לפני שהיה 40. אם יש 30, 35, 39 סועה של מים טהורים כשומים, טהורים כשרים מהדרים ומהדרים, ונופל לתוכו שלושת לוגים מים שאולים, זה פוסל את המקווה, שאפילו תוסיף על זה 1,000 סעה. מי גשומים ייפסל המקווה עד ש...
39 פסיק נפסלו מדרבנן.
נכון, מדרבנן.
ככה אתה לומד.
כן, אני לא לומד, זה ככה עולה שומע.
את הסוגיה הזאת,
וקישרתי
את זה שפה מדובר במקווה שלמה.
אם שלמים מה, אין בעיה בכלל. אני
מאמין שמי גשומים, זאת אומרת, זה לפני שהתחדשה ההלכה של השוקת.
נסתכל אחרי זה, אבל ככה הסוגיה. So back to our Gemara, Zok Gemara Yedvait, Tanya Nami Hochi. We're up to Tanya Nami Hochi, about 6 lines before the Mishnah. Chovius Malaya Maim, Shinofa Liyam HaGodoyl. Oh, Vatoy Losham, Liyotsu Loy Tvila. Chayshinam, Lishloy Shilugin, Shehuvim, Shloy Yubamokim Echad, that they're all together in one place. And now continues the Gemara, V'chein Kikor Shol Truma, Shinofa Losham. If you had a Kikor of Truma falling in, Tomei, Kikos Shotruma. Now, what means the Kikos Shotruma Shenofel Shom? What does that mean? So, if you look at the Rashi, Chen Kikos Shotruma, the last of the narrow lines, first of the wide lines, Ach Shetovu Zeva Ola. This fellow went already into the Yama Gadol, into the Shloishes Lugin, and now he came out. We already said that this guy is now Tomei. Says now if the Kikah Shel Truma falls in to that same Yayin, Tomei Shem HaYayin Oimei B'mkoimei, maybe the Yayin is standing in its place, V'nitma Machmas HaAdam V'choz V'timei Esa Kikar. Aha. So what Rashi is telling us is, by the way, when you start off this Tanya Nami Hachi, it wasn't on all fours with Rav Yudah Merab. Because Rav Yudah Merab was talking about Chavis Maleya, Mayim. The Braise is talking about Chavis Maleya, Yayin. So what Agmar is telling is, Loi Olt Loi Tvila. Now Agmar is Goyris, Chayshinim L'Shloisha Lugin She'uv V'Shloi B'Mokim Echad. And the Maram in back of the Gemara says that these words should be removed from our Gemara. They should be deleted. Because the whole chashash of shloishes lugan mayim shuvim is only by mayim and not by yayin. The problem with this chavis malei yayin is that you can go into a mikveh made out of 100 sa'a of yayin, kosher wine, doesn't do the trick. You have to be tovel in mayim and not in yayin. And so therefore, instead of having a chavis muleya mayim fall in, and I have the three she'uvim problem, I have a problem of a person toiveling in the wine as opposed to toiveling in the water. Obviously, after the first person toivels, the wine will scatter and mix, and therefore by the time that the second person or the third person toivels, there's not going to be any wine left. It'll be massively diluted in the Yamagot. However, initially, since you could have a situation of all the three lugan of yayin in one place, the person toiveled in it, he toiveled in yayin, he didn't toivel in mayin. And that's what the otzalot feel. What happened now to this yayin in which he toiveled? Since he was tamei previously, and he touched this water, not the water, the yayin, now the yayin becomes tamei. And now if a kikar is going to fall into that yayin, kikar shel truma, then it's going to become posel. Remember, the person that toiled himself was a rishoy. When he touched the yayin, it became a sheni. Sheni cannot go and posel chulin, but it can go and posel kikar shel truma. Kikar shel truma shenofel shom, that fell into that yayin after the person came out of the yayin, will become tamei, because, like Rashi says, yain oimim koimai v'nitma machma sa'odam v'chazer v'timei es ha-kikar, that yain is going to go mimetama now the kikar. Why does he have to add this v'chain kikar shel truma? L'choira, that makes sense. There's no chidush there. Once I'm saying that the yain remains in place, that's the chidush. Yain stays in place. But now I understand if a person toivels in it, doesn't become tahar. He remains tamei. So then the yayin becomes tamei. So of course, if the kikar falls in, it's tamei. So to ma mai v'chei, ma the same hosam uki gavra achazaki, hach uki truma achazaka kamash molan. I might have thought, when am I concerned about the fact that the wine has not dispersed? If you're talking about a person who had a cheskes tuma, that's why he's toiveling in the first place. Otherwise, he wouldn't be going into the Yamagodl with the wine there. He's only doing that because he is a tamei dika person. So what I say is, this whole din of the yayin, it's a safik. Maybe your, maybe nish, is it dispersed? Is it not dispersed? Is it already 5 seconds since the wine fell in? Is it already 30 seconds? Is it therefore mixed in with the water? Is it still stable in one place? A safik. He had a cheskes tuma, keep him a cheskes tuma. However, now this kikar shel truma that fell in, this kikar shel truma was tohar legamri. It never fell off of the side of the sea, fell into the Yamagodl, pinked over there where that person went in toivul. Since it had a cheskes kasher, a cheskes tahar until now, uki, the truma achaz, okay, that's what I might have thought, kamash molon, no, this is not mitzat safik. The chacham are assuming that for the first little while, this wine does not disperse, and therefore, when the person toiveled in it, he's a vadai tomei, and therefore the yain became vadai tomei, and therefore the kikar becomes vadai tomei. It's nishka sveikis, nishka chazokis. It's all based on presumptions of vados. And Rabbi say, although this bar that we learned now until now was pretty challenging, from here till the end of the daf is quite straightforward. Look the Mishnah. Me'idim ono b'ishloini shechai v'chaveirim asayim zus. Two Edom come and say, Yankel owes Beryl $200. He borrowed the money, he stole the money, but he owes him $200. And another two Edom come in and say that the first pair were Edom Zammim. What's the halacha now? Well, we know it's Kasher Zomam. They have to go and pay now the 200. Again, we're assuming that Yankel didn't already pay, because if he already paid, Kasher Zomam would be Kasher Asa. So he didn't pay yet. He's going to pay, because the Bezin said, we give you 30 days to pay. He's got to pay, but he didn't pay yet. And now we find that the first Edom are Edom Zomim, because two other Edom say, Imanu Hayisem. Number one, Mishalman, they got to go and pay that $200. But says the Tanakhama, also, Loikin, we give them Malkus.
Here she is.
That's going to be the Chacham. Shaloi Hashem ha-Medien li de Malkus, Medien li de Tashlumin. The Chiyav of Malkus l'chuda, and the Chiyav of Tashlumin l'chuda. The Chiyav of Malkus is based on the Isser of Loisana Bereacha Eid Shokir. That's the Gemara, that's the Pasuk we brought before. It's a Pasuk in there, there's a difference. You're over alav. You've got to get Malkus. Ayis tach alav she'ein by Maisa. We'll see Mitchum on the Omid base. But in the meantime, loy can you get Malkus because of the fact you're over alav. And the Teshlumin is because this Kasher Zomam. If you look at Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom. Shloy Hashem mechayvim Malkus mechayvim Teshlumin. Malkus mishum loy sana. Teshlum mishum Kasher Zomam. Very straightforward. Divrei Meir, that's Remeir. The Chomomoyim Nishdu Azazach. Kol Meshalim Eina Loike. You cannot go and give the person two punishments. And this is the Pasuk that Barry was quoting a moment ago. Kol Meshalim Eina Loike Zuk Rashi. Techsiv Kedei Rishasai. Shem Rishachas At Mechayv At Mechayv Mishem Shtei Rishis. You can't go and give him two punishments. It's one or the other. You pay Tashlumin and you don't get Malkus. Freitach Rashi, maybe do the other way around. Give him Malkus and don't do Tashlumin. Says Rashi, he already asked that a Mesechtes Ksuvis, Ayin Shom. So therefore he pays the Kasher Zomam, he does not get Malkus. The same Machloikis you have in a similar case. Me'idim Anu B'Ishbonim Shuchayim Malkus Arboim. Two people say that we saw Yankel being over in Israel, he ate Chazer. And we know he did it B'Mezir because he gave Masra and all the rest. And he ate it anyway. And therefore he's over Alav. And Alav Shiyesh by Malkus. Alav Shiyesh by Maisa, he gets Malkus. And afterwards it turns out B'Nim Tzazamim that these guys are phonies because he manu Hayisem. Loikin Shmoyim, now he has to get two times Malkus. One Mishum Lisan Barech Eid Shoker, like Rashi brought before. Two Mishum Lisan Barech Kasher Zomam. Divrei Meir. Same case as before. Two times Malkus. Only one, again because of Kedei Rishasai, Mishum Rishachas, and Mechayvoi, Yat Mechay, Mishum Shtei Rishiyoi, Zot Yimah. Finish Lemon Rabbanon, that's Kedei Rishasai, Ksiv, Mishum Rishachas, and Mechayvoi, Yat Mechay, Mishum Shtei Rishiyoi. You can only give one punishment, you can't give two onshin. Ever Ramey in my time, what's up, Shad Ramey? I don't understand. Ramey doesn't hold this din of Kedei Rishasai. Everybody holds Ein Loiku Mishalim that you don't give two punishments. Amar Ula says Rameyer, our case of Edom Zomamim, I learned from the halacha Moiti Shemra. What did the Moiti Shemra? Ma Moiti Shemra, Loiku Mishalim, Afka Loiku Mishalim. This Moiti Shemra doesn't mean like the normal terms that we use Moiti Shemra, that someone speaks poorly about somebody else. Moiti Shemra, we are talking about a chosin kala who got married, and the next morning he wakes up and says, "Le matzasi levit chob sulem." She was not a psula, and therefore this whole marriage is a toys, and I want out of here quickly, and I don't want to give an ksuba and nothing, etc., etc. And then afterwards, we bring to Waden to go and show that this chosin is lying through his teeth. It's not true. What happens to him? So we all know the din of the oynish that he has to pay a knas of 100 shekel, but not all of us know that the pasuk also says the yisru oisai, and then it says the onshu oisai. The yisru oisai means a lashon of giving malkus, but onshu oisai he also has to go and pay the 100 shekel.
I thought the yisru and the onshu was that he can never divorce her. That's the other punishment.
Good. Anyway, so Moiti Shemra has these two punishments. Ma Moiti Shemra loike mishalim. Af kol loike mishalim. Af here our case of the Edom Zomim is also loike mishalim. Wait 1 second. How can you learn from Moiti Shemra? Ma Moiti Shemra is a king knas. There's 100 shekel, regardless of whether this lady is worth 100 shekel or not. Makes a difference. She could be a bas malachim worth 10,000 shekel. She might be the daughter of beggars. She's worth 5 shekel. Makes no difference. You give the 100 shekel, that's a knas. And so therefore, how can you learn that to Edom Zomim? Everyone saw the Rebbe Kiva, the Omer, Edom Zomim knas. We had that back on Daf Beis Amid Beis 2 days ago, that Rebbe Kiva holds that Edom Zomim is a knas. Why is Edom Eidim Zomim Knas, like the Gemara explained, because it's a Kasher Zomim situation. The Yankel is not out of pocket a penny, even though the Bezin says pay 200, but the Maisi hasn't paid anything yet, so he's not out of pocket. And now we're saying, Eidim Zomim, you got to go and pay to Yankel 200. So now Yankel's gotten a windfall, 200 that he didn't have previously. That's not compensation, that's a Knas. Oh, so therefore, one Knas, I'm learning from the other Knas, no problem, the Chayyus are good to limit. And that's the end of the first version of this Ula. Ikin Masil Hadi Ula Aha. Others had the different version of Ula. Not that Ula was coming to end for a mayor of our Mishnah, how do you have Loike Umishalim? But rather, the sign that we learned the famous Allah of Noisa. That if a person did not eat the carbon within the allotted period of time, and it went beyond that, then it becomes Noisa. And what do you do with that Noisa? You have to go and burn it. Do you give the person who was supposed to eat the carbon, do you go and give him malchus? And the answer is, you don't give him malchus. I has been over an iser lois esirum imenu ad poike. Zokta tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, ba'akos of litin asay achar loisese, what we call a lav hanitik la'asay, loimer she'ein loiken olav. In this case, the Torah says, I have the remedy for noise. The remedy is not giving malchus. The remedy is going and burning it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, no malchus. Zero. Our Gemara says Rabbi Kiva, it's a mistake, it should say Rabbi Yankiv, because the Gemara, whenever brings this, talks about Rabbi Yankiv, Rabbi Yehuda. Anyway, what did Rabbi Yankiv say? Rabbi Yankiv, Oymer Luyman Hashem, was said, that's not the reason. I agree, there's no malchus, but that's not the reason. El Mishum Dehavli Lav Shein B'Maisa, because the not eating Noiser was a failure of not doing something. It's not by commission, it's by omission. You didn't eat the carbon, that's why it became noiser. Not that you did something physically and tangibly to make it noiser, it's you didn't do anything. It's a lav shem emaisa. Lav shem emaisa ain loikin olaf. So I have two excellent, solid reasons. So Timor Mechlal, the Rebbehuda Sabah, Rebbehuda is the Tanakama. Why did he have to come on to Lav and Nitiklase? Why didn't he also say it's a Lav Shein Ben Maisa? Muzuch Zain Sabah, Lav Shein Ben Maisa, Loikin Olav. He holds that even a regular Lav Shein Ben Maisa, Loikin Olav, he can monk it. It's only by noise because of the Lav and Nitiklase. But otherwise, Ein Lav Shein Ben Maisa, Loikin Olav. You know, like, where does the Yehuda take this from? Doesn't everybody hold it's got to be a lav sheish for ma'isa? Amr ula, that's our ula. Amr ula gomri moitzi shemra. Rav Yehuda learned the halacha of the case of noisar from the case of moitzi shemra. Ma moitzi shemra lav sheim ben ma'isa loiken olav. Moitzi shemra is also a lav sheim ben ma'isa. Right? There was no physical ma'isa. It was just the dibur ba'alma. What's halacha loikin olav? Akol avshem emaisa loikin olav. So therefore, Ula says the makor for Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, the gabi noiser, I learned from Moitzi Shemra. So to Gemara, mal Moitzi Shemra she came loik umishalim. He came bring a raya from Moitzi Shemra because Moitzi Shemra is very, very chomor. There's both malchus and tashlumen. Masha'en, can you agree in this case of Noisar that there's no Malkus and Teshlumen? Maximum, it's only the Malkus. So, Ibazoi, how can you learn it from Moshe Shama, which is so chomor? There, I say, Alav She'en Ben Maisa, Loiken Olav. But by Uns, by the case of Noisar, maybe ain't Loiken Olav. Elom Rish Lakish, therefore, it's in Rish Lakish, not like Ula, that we learn it from Moitzi Shemra, but Gom Eidim Zalmanim, our case of Eidim Zalmanim. That what? That Ma Eidim Zalmanim Lav She'im Emaisa Loiken Olav, like we had in our first Mishnah in those cases, right? In the case of either Golus or the case of Cholol, and the Brice, we added two more cases. Anyway, bottom line is Lav She'im Emaisa Loiken Olav, Afkol Lav She'im Emaisa Loiken Olav. So I'm going to go and learn it from Eidim Zalmanim. You can't learn from Eidim Zomim. Eidim Zomim, she came, ain't Tzrich and Hasra. Eidim Zomim is so chomor that you don't give Hasra there. The reason why you don't give Hasra is because the Chorid, it's E'efsher. How are you going to go and give them Hasra? Remember, they're talking about something that didn't occur. So you can't go and say, at the time of Monday night, when the alleged murder or the alleged theft took place, we should have told it to Eidim, don't testify falsely. They weren't there. They weren't there in Mono Yisam. They were in Chicago. So there was no possibility of giving them Asra.
So
that would mean that every single pair of Eidim, that every coming to Bezin, they go and tell them, oh, by the way, Eidim, we want you to know, In case you weren't there in New York, but you were in Chicago, you should know, then you're going to go and get curtains, you'll be over Eden, then of Eden's on it.
Right.
The more it holds,
it's like swearing your witnesses in a secular court. You swear, you affirm, you swear to tell the whole truth.
Exactly.
And all the penalties are pertinent there too.
Right. Anyway, Rashi says for the Masechtas Ksubis, the Gemara says over there, not to be Amos, they don't give Hasra. I think you don't give Hasra because you're going to intimidate them too much. But anyway, it's Gemara in Ksubis that says you don't need Hasra by Edom Zammim. So since you don't need Hasra by Edom Zammim, every other lab, of course, you do need. So therefore, you cannot learn the din of Noiser from the din of Edom Zammim. So Gemara, okay, fine. So don't learn from Edom Zammim because Ein Tzarech Hasra. Learn from Moitzi Shemra Yerchiach because there is no din of a omission of Hasra, that you do require Hasra, so you can learn from Moitzi Shemra. Yeah, but I can't learn from Moitzi Shemra, because Moitzi Shemra has the other problem that it's like a Mishalim. Okay, so then learn from Edom Zammim. Yeah, I can't learn from Edom Zammim, because of Hasra. It's Chazer Dinlik, Zekr, Sar Shem Shem, Lav, Shem, Bemais, of Loik and Olav. Both the case of the Edom Zammim and the case of Moitzi Shemra are cases of Lav, Shem, Bemais, and you give Malkus, Avko, Lav, Shem, Bemais, Utsa, Noisen, Lav, Shem, Bemais, Loik and Olav, we give Malkus. Both of those happen to be Knas. What are both of those a Knas? You have both a case of Moiti Shema, certainly a Knas, 100 shekels. You have Edom Zomim's Knas, like Rabbi Kiva said before in Daf Beis, because of the fact that Yankel didn't have to pay from his pocket, and you're giving him this 200. This is a new largesse, therefore it's considered to be a Knas. So both of them are Knasais. There, Lavshim and Maisa, looking up. But our case of Noisar is no case of Knas whatsoever. So therefore, Matar Shemeshet came in, yes, Knas. Holy Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Loisava, look at Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda Taka disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, and he holds that the din of Kasha Zomam is not a Knas din, it's a compensation din. It's a Mamanistika din. Oh, that being the case, you don't have this Pircha, the Malish name that they're Knas. In fact, one is Mam and one's Knas. Both of them have a din of Lavshim and Maisa, looking up. So I learned noise from the two of them. I have another pircha. My pircha is that both in the case of the Edom Zomim and the case of Moiti Shemra, both of them are chomer in a very, very strict way. It's not the same tzad chomer, but each one of them has a tzad chomer. This has a tzad chomer ain't tzarech hasra. This is a tzad chomer that it's loikum mishalem. So therefore they're both chomer. Mashenke Noiser that has neither of these chumras, and so therefore, how can I go and learn Noiser from the two of them? Rabbi Yehuda Tzad Chomalei Parachiyot, so that's not considered to be a pircha. Rabbi Yehuda is very understandable. It's the other man, the Yomar L'Choyer, which is difficult to understand, because every single Mahatzad is based on, okay, it doesn't have this chumra, but it has something else. Yeah, but the other one doesn't have that chumra, but it has something else. But bottom line is they both have chumras that the other one doesn't have, and nevertheless, Allah is X, so I learned something else. So this is the same thing. So Toysis and other Mepharshim are bothered by it. And Toysis says over here, it's Mishunim B'yoyser Mishar Malkius. The fact that there's a chumra law, then I would talk and say, Atzara Shevashen, no, this chumrah law. But these are major chumras. Huge chumras. Why is it huge chumras? Where do you find the case of Loika Mishalim? Nowhere. Where do you find the case of Ein Tzarech Hasra? Nowhere. These major, heavy-duty type of chumras, you don't find anywhere. Mashen Ken Nois is just a plain, regular lab, so to speak. So therefore, that's why the Tanakhama holds. Both have a tzad chumra, you cannot learn it. If you don't hold, no. Tzad chumra leparacha makes a difference. Big, huge chumra, small chumra, it's all the same. Anyway, so we've now explained Remeir according to Ula. We asked, how does Remeir come about? Loike Mishalim, doesn't he hold the drosh of Kedei Rishosei at the Mechaivoi? He says, you're right, normally yes, but here I learned the din of Edom Zammim from the din of Moitzi Shemra, which are almost brothers in a sense, that both of them are based on Dibur, and both of them have major chumras, and therefore, and both are knas, and therefore I'm learning one from the other. Because according to Remeir, how does he know that you get Malkus based on the Loisana? But the Rabbanan say you don't give Malkus based on Loisana. So according to Rabbanan, what do you do with that Loisana? My Darshibe. The regular Edom Zammim, the regular normal din of Edom Zammim, that we punish them, Kasha Zammim Lasis Liachim, where does it say in the Torah, don't be an Eid Zayman? So it doesn't say in the Torah, don't be an Eid Zayman, but it says, Lisan Breach Eid Shaker, which includes, of course, any type of Sheker. That's what I need the Asara for, to be able to inflict the punishment of Kasha Zamam on Edim Zamam. For a mayor, Asara Edim Zamam Minolei, how does a mayor now know this din of the Asara, since he uses Lisana to go and give Malkis? This is talking about Edom Zalmim, that when we, for instance, go and execute Edom Zalmim, we make sure that everybody knows about it. Like the Gemara is going to say in the Amud Aleph, we make a major hachroza. In fact, according to one man, the Yomar, they would always do it at the time of Oy V'Regel, that everybody should see V'Nisharim Yishimu V'Yiro, they should see it and hear it and know about it, and you see, for Oy, that we should never have such an Edom Zomim situation. So the Gemara is saying that according to Remeir, the Asar from Edom Zomim is from the V'lo Yosifu Oy. That Yosifu, that tells us the lav. Rabban Nahumi Boyle said, Rabban, I don't use that for the lav. That Yosifu is lachroza, to go and say where machr is, so that nobody should even think about becoming an eid zayme. So it's not for purposes of giving as horois. It's the purposes of for the hachroza. For Meir hachroza the yishmu viro nafka, that already had Vanishom yishmu viro hachroza, publicize it, put it up in the papers, write it on all the bulletin boards. For Yosifu oid is already. Oh, that's already extra. That we see if it comes to tell us the love that a person should not engage in being an aid. Amen. Have a wonderful day, boys.